Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Who is this?
We're from Opinion Research. We're an independent research company.
I'm a registered voter.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Secure storage of firearms?
Yes.
Is a huge responsibility for the owner of the firearm, yes.
Thank you very much. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
You mean in a private residence?
I suppose, yes.
I mean, yeah, that law wouldn't be bad. It'd be a helpful idea.
So between support and oppose, where do you lean towards more?
I would support it.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
Yes.
Between support and oppose?
I would support that.
What about a locked container or case?
Fine, yes.
Between support and oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. And what about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
I would support that.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage can be accessible via a key lock?
I would.
Between support and oppose?
I would support that.
What about a combination lock?
I would support that.
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Provided that it wasn't only one person's fingerprint, if you could put more than one person's fingerprint in it.
Okay. So would you support or oppose that?
I don't have enough information to answer
okay.
That question.
That's fine. Let's move on. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked case, safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I don't believe that the government can make a law saying that people have to keep their guns unloaded.
So between should and should not?
I would oppose that.
Between should or should not? I'm sorry about that.
Should not.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secured if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think yes, it is secure or no, it is not secure?
Yes, it is secure.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
Between support and oppose?
Well, you asked, would you support it? And I said, yes, I would.
Thank
support.
You. Thank you. Searches of homes and cars are often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that required firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Support.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
You're going to have to repeat that. That's a lot.
Yes, I know. Let me go ahead. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I support.
Thank you. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I'm not prepared to answer that one.
Okay, that's fine. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I don't have an opinion on that either.
Okay. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm not going to answer that.
Unfortunately, this is just for statistical purposes.
That's okay.
We cannot move on if you don't answer this one, unfortunately.
Well, that's my personal business.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, sir. Have a wonderful
okay.
day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Pardon me,